Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, a regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, parochial vicar and associate director. It is the Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, and the readings are from Cycle A.
We celebrate two pillars of the Church. Their lives were nothing but fearless, their deaths truly heroic, but they were also so, so much, much less. St. Peter had a gift for leadership and an uncanny ability to put his foot in his mouth. Remember when Jesus came walking on stormy waters, he impetuously asked Jesus, "Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water." He steps out. His fear conquered his faith, and down he went like a rock. Have you ever wondered why Jesus named Simon, renamed him Peter, Rock? In today's gospel, Peter confesses Jesus as the Son of the living God. Yet in the very, very next scene, when Jesus starts to tell Peter that he's going to have to die, that Jesus is going to have to die, he begins arguing. And an exasperated Jesus cries, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Or on the Mount of Transfiguration, his brilliant idea was to build three tents for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. So much for God's plan about what he wanted. And at the Last Supper, Peter tries to stop Jesus washing his feet. And finally, he makes bold promises of fidelity, only to deny Jesus three times. And finally, he gets his nose bent out of shape when Jesus asked him three times, "Simon, Peter, do you love me?" All in all, Peter is my kind of guy, broken and bumbling. Is Paul any better? He likes to shoot off his mouth. We meet him first in the Acts of the Apostles. And I quote, "Breathing threats and murder, he wanted to go to Damascus and arrest those Jewish Christians, bring them back to Jerusalem." Later, as a Christian, Paul confronts Peter, accusing him of hypocrisy. And thus began their beautiful friendship. You know, throughout his letters, Paul often has to backtrack to explain himself. You know, the marvel of God is that he uses the broken. He uses Peter and Paul. He uses you and me. You know, too often Catholics can get into that "I am not worthy" routine. I can't tell you how many times I've asked people to do something. Take communion to the sick, give communion at Mass, and I get the same bloody answer. "I am not worthy." That's a twofer. They get out of work, and they get to feel humble at the same time. You are so gifted by God, so gifted by God. That's what God was doing in Peter and Paul. Yes, they were broken, and yet God released in them an incredible fire and energy. You might say that the words that Jesus told Peter, "Get behind me," could also be translated, "Oh, come on, Peter, get back in line." That's what God keeps on saying, get back in line. It's not unlike flying. This side of an automatic pilot, flying is one continual course correction after another, as side winds buffet the plane one direction or another. Peter and Paul's greatness lies not so much in what they achieved or endured, but rather what God did in them for us. But what they did was to keep on refocusing on Jesus himself. You know, the Rock of Peter, and for that matter, Paul, is not primarily a list of beliefs. Yes, it has contents, but that's not its primary point. It's an act of trust in Jesus Messiah, the living God. Do I entrust myself to him? Do I give myself over? And yeah, I'm going to be broken at times and do stupid things, and yet God does what? As he was faithful to Peter and Paul, he will be faithful to you. I date myself. Back in the civil rights movement, we had a great song. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on. We are not merely holding on to a set of beliefs as if Peter and Paul preached a catechism. They preached Jesus. They preached Jesus and the love that was made visible in him for you and for me. And the question is, will I say yes? Paul said it really, really simply. I want to know Christ. So here's some little practical tips for knowing Jesus. Number one, why not read some small portion of the Gospels each day? Something small. You can't say you know a friend if you never listen to their stories. Two, have some daily still moment, not long. Savor God's love for you. You certainly don't trust a friend if you don't trust their words of love and affection for you. You got to decide to make an act of trust there too. Three, pick one characteristic of Jesus and strive to live it. It will organize all the rest. You know, the reason is really simple. You become like the one you love. You become like the one you love. Four, look for Jesus and the goodness of others. Look for those who radiate Jesus in some one way. Because the more you notice goodness, the more you decide and commit to notice the goodness in others, the easier it is for you to become goodness. And finally, be like Jesus. Put the others first. Don't ask, who is my neighbor? Who do I have to help? Ask instead, who can I be a neighbor to today? Who can I be a neighbor to today? Peter and Paul, what they did is they put us first, so first that they gave their lives for the love of Christ, but also for the love of the people. Be Peter and Paul this day.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.